it may be one of the most unique businesses to ever be placed on the National Register of Historic Places. That doesn't mean the type of work here was uncommon, but it was certainly a piece of the region's history that impacted the local economy. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside. Harvest is complete, and many corn producers are already thinking about next year's crop. AgriGold knows farmers want high yields, advanced genetics, and proven traits, but it's pointless if you can't match the proper hybrid to your field. AgriGold simplifies the process and helps you find the perfect match for your corn acres. The giant, regional, and limited series hybrids have proven results, and there are options to fit every field. AgriGold's global breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists will help you grow more corn on every acre. Contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333. Or visit AgriGold.com.
Hey, this is Reba McIntyre, and I wanted to talk to you about a serious problem right here in our own backyard. Did you know that there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger in America? That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks collects surplus food, engaging their communities in solving hunger and giving hope to hungry kids and their families. But they need your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Laura Ziegler came to Fort Smith, Arkansas from Vermont. In 1903, she built the grandest bordello in the West. Carolyn Joyce says business grew, and in 1911, Laura sold the operation to one of her working girls, Bertha Gale, who continued for many years.
Legally, until 1924, when the ordinance was passed in Fort Smith, which made prostitution illegal. However, she continued to operate illegally, and later she ran it as a boarding house, which it was still used for the same purpose.
And that continued until her death in 1948. Miss Laura, and later Bertha, had built quite a business on the border of Oklahoma.
Her clients were mostly the local affluent, not the guys coming in on the train. The other houses charged $1, and Miss Laura was charging $3. Now, to put that in perspective, that was at a time when people worked all week maybe for $3.
In the early 60s, the infamous houses were dilapidated or gone altogether.
By then, the other six houses were all gone, and there was an article in the paper that if there was not a buyer, by September of 1963, this house would be shoved down. So Don Reynolds of Don Ray Media came in and bought it just to save it from the wrecking ball. The first bordello to ever be placed on the National Register of Historic Places.
Visitors can see that old building today, minus its original purpose, of course.
There's so much of this that's still original as far as woodwork, fretwork, the staircase is original. We have one of the original stained glass pieces.
Today, the building houses the city's CVB and Tourist Information Center. Traveling the countryside in Fort Smith, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.